You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take command, welcome in with Logan Paulson. It's been a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. Thank you for finding us. You can watch this show in high definition on YouTube, 106.7 The Fan, and the Team 980 channels. Of course, you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your audio. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, leave a comment. Do all that podcasty stuff. It all helps us out a ton. And we always ask you to spread the word. Drop it in a text thread to buddies who like the Commanders. Let them know we're doing this pod so that they listen regularly. We give you 3 episodes a week, and we are on to episode 3 of this week as we look ahead to the upcoming game now with the Philadelphia Eagles A short week, Logan, a Saturday night game, 5 p.m. standalone. So this isn't primetime, but the country will be watching here with nothing else on TV football-wise for the Commanders. Now after win number 4 at 4-10, and the Eagles, who got right in a big, big way in a shutout victory over the Raiders.
Yeah, and again, it's a divisional game. Like, really, I can't wait to watch it, partially because I do think, like, we'll talk about this more when we get to the offensive portion of this, but I think Philly, obviously, the Raiders are an outlier here, but, like, they seem to be okay kind of playing messy games, and we'll see, because, like, they have this, they're so tremendously talented, but I do think the Commanders have a shot. Like, if they play clean football and, you know, play complimentary football, I know those are all buzzwords we've mentioned a bunch of times on this show, but I think they have a shot to make this game competitive and maybe win the game, which would be awesome. You know, if they went out and kind of beat the divisional rival, the team that's probably going to win the division. So I'm really excited for the game.
Yeah, let's talk Eagles offense against Washington's defense to start on Take Command today. Philly, as I mentioned, beat the Raiders 31-0. Now, I know Vegas is terrible, and you can make the case that this is maybe the worst team in the NFL and the least talent in the NFL right now. The only thing I'd point out is, you know, they've played the Broncos within a possession twice. They lost by a point to the Jaguars. You know, they played a lot of the teams that are going to the playoffs pretty well. So the fact that you beat them 31-0, that you held them to 75 yards, which has happened just 9 times in this league since 2000, that domination deserves some respect and some reverence, in my opinion. I don't care who you're playing. But just looking at the Eagles offense here, it's been a group throughout the year that has scuffled, frankly. I mean, they're just not playing at the level that was expected coming into the season. Jalen Hurts, big time questions in his own locker room with his own teammates, from the media on the outside looking in. If you dive into the actual numbers on the Eagles offense this season, they are 17th in yards per play. They're 25th running the ball. They haven't really run it that well a year after Saquon almost broke the rushing record. They're 10th in yards per pass play, 8th in interception rate, 17th in avoiding sacks. What's your big picture thought on this Eagles offense loaded with talent on the outside? It's A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Dallas Goedert's still a top 7 or 8 tight end. Barkley last year was a 2,000-yard back and one of the better offensive lines in the league, even though they've been without Lane Johnson.
Yeah, so I think when you look at last year, I think there's a lot of similarities to last year. You know, their offense is a little bit simplistic is the word I'm going to use. It's very straightforward. I think there's a little bit more like crossing stuff, middle of the field stuff this year than there was last year. But when you look at what Jalen Hurts likes to do, it's kind of outside the numbers, kind of perimeter throws. And if he is throwing over the middle of the field, he's going to hold the football and kind of wait for that stuff to develop. Wait till he really sees it. He's not a great like anticipatory thrower. And so I think when you look at this year, you kind of say, well, the offense isn't as good. And I think losing Mekhi Becton has been big. Lane Johnson's missed the last 4 games, 3 games, something like that. And I think you feel that. I think Tyler Steen, who's replaced Mekhi Becton, has actually done a decent job, right? So he's come in, done a decent job, but I don't think he's playing at like that borderline Pro Bowl level that Becton was. And obviously when you get Fred Johnson, their right tackle backup, who I think is, again, like they just have this knack for getting good football players in there. He's not Lane Johnson, who I think is probably the best right tackle in football at the moment. So I think you feel that, and I think it exacerbates some of the issues that Jalen Hurts has and exacerbates some of the issues in the offense, right? So, again, what I mean by that is Jalen Hurts likes to hold the football, likes to see throws, and all of a sudden there's just a little bit more pressure. And maybe it's just 15% more, but you feel that, right? You feel him kind of be flustered and flushed. You see, and again, like you see that in terms of like missing throws and having kind of not being on the same page as AJ Brown. And so there's that element to it, which I think comes to the forefront. And I think that also matriculates into the run game. Like they're just not as efficient in the front. I also think they've got like a new play caller. I think you feel some of his inexperience at times. Like, I don't know what their run rate is on first down, but it seems like crazy. I don't know if we can look that up real quick, but like it seems like it's almost like run, pass, third down, let's try to hit a shot. There's not a lot of like, oh, are we going to pass, play action pass here? There's not a lot of that going on, at least in the games that I've watched. So that's kind of what I'd say. It's like a combination of personnel has kind of regressed slightly. I think it's exacerbating some of Jalen Hurts' issues. I don't think they're as efficient running the football because of the offensive line stuff and also because of the predictability of the runs that they're calling. So I think it's kind of this perfect storm offensively. And it leads to kind of like, it's hard to talk about this team because it's like, it leads to this kind of gross offensive product where you're like, man, this is not a good drive. This is like kind of everything feels so hard for them. It's like, but in the same breath, like you watch the highlights, man, AJ Brown, Mossin somebody versus Chicago, Devontae Smith, Mossin somebody versus the Dallas Cowboys, Saquon Barkley hitting a 65-yard touchdown run, 67-yard touchdown run versus the LA Chargers. Like they have some of the best playmakers in the league. It's just the chemistry, the new offense, the lack of offensive efficiency from a protection and a run standpoint has regressed slightly, and I think you're feeling some of that in those offensive efficiency numbers.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, they run the ball first and 10 54% of the time and pass it about 46% of the time, which to your point is a little bit surprising. Oddly, I couldn't believe this, but Washington's run pass rate is even higher on first
really?
And 10. Yeah, 56 to 44%. But I'm with you. When you watch it, it does feel like they constantly are doing that.
Yeah.
Couple of things I noticed about this team. First of all, I think their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, I'm kind of surprised that he's still calling plays and that they haven't made a change. Just because there's so much talent, there has been not enough success, and they've got so many of these loud voices in the room with like A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, these veterans, and a lot of times a first-time play caller kind of gets eaten alive when things aren't going well. Now, we'll see if it's for better or worse, but Sirianni has just kind of stuck with him and rode this out. But the Eagles are interesting. Like a few years ago, Brian Johnson, who's now here in Washington on their staff, was like the internal Sirianni guy who was calling plays in a year a lot like this one, and it did not go well. And they took his play calling duties away, and Sirianni got more involved. The next year, they kind of went bigger name outside the organization with Shane Steichen. He leads them to the Super Bowl and goes and gets a head coaching job. You know, then they did the Kellen Moore thing, right, where they go outside the building, they get this stud, he goes and gets a head coaching job. And now they're back to this internal Nick Sirianni hire, and it's not going well again. So I'm kind of curious to see where they go from here in that regard. But I think here's what I will give them credit for. As much as I'm unimpressed largely with their offense, they are trending in a direction that I like in terms of trying things. When they were broken earlier this year, they got out of their rut a little bit by actually getting under center at the highest rate that they had at any point with two straight games where they did that. This week, looking specifically at this past game, just watching it, they were under center 30 times. You know, they looked different. They're typically like an inside zone team. They ran a lot of three tight end stuff. And I don't know if you would agree, but I thought it was like a lot of gap scheme and pulling. They had like a 17-yard run where Dickerson's pulling out in front. Like, that's not always what I'm seeing from Philadelphia. So I don't know. I think they're trying some things. It's kind of hard to do it on the fly. But I thought it worked in this game, and I wonder how much of it is like, dude, you're playing the Raiders, and how much of it is like them just – all right, let's try this again now. Like, they're just seeing what fits. They're throwing things against the wall.
No, I think there's a little bit of that for sure. It's interesting. Like, I always thought one of their superpowers, especially with Saquon, was like this pin pull stuff to the perimeter. And I just haven't seen that quite as much this year. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, what you're describing, a lot more like duo, inside zone, kind of gap downhill stuff. And again, like, that didn't seem like that was your fastball last year, you know? So right. I don't understand, like, why we've kind of gotten away from that.
Could that be a Petullo thing? Could that be like you lost Kellen Moore and that's what this guy's bread and butter is?
I think so. I think, and again, you do, it's not the same offense. There are some differences, obviously, right? And there are some things that he does well and some well-designed plays that aren't executed at a high level. But again, like, it's this weird, I think everyone wants this offense to be like hyper-efficient, but every time it's a new offense, like, they're going to struggle. And so I think you're feeling some of that. I think they're struggling to identify like what they're good at, you know what I mean, a little bit. And you can tell there's some new coaching points for the offensive line. Like, I can't tell how many times I've seen Jordan Mailata, who's an absolute stud, like, kind of miss a combination to get to the second level quickly, and they get penetrated, and it's like a tackle for loss. Like, that should not happen to Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata. Like, so we've changed the paradigm there. We've changed the point of emphasis for them. And I think you feel that, you know? And so I think it's – and again, it's not all on Petullo. I think there's a newness and everyone's kind of learning the new elements. I think the quarterback's learning the new elements. I think the receivers are learning the new elements. And I think, when you watch it, there is frustration. Like, there's obviously something in the body language of the people in the offense that is not good. And that's something that I think is kind of interesting to watch, you know, because again, they are winning football games. It's not super clean, obviously, but like, they're finding some success. So
I also think sometimes like their yards per attempt and some of their efficiency numbers, maybe that's efficiency is not the right way to put it, but certainly where they grade in rushing is going to be lower because they do so much of their short yardage stuff. Like, they do the tush pushes a handful of times. Sometimes in a game, you get a goal line a bunch. It seems like with them, it's like all of a sudden what could have been a 4.7 yard per carry day is 3.9 or 4.0. But they did run for 186 yards, which was their second highest total in this game against the Raiders. As I said, I hesitate to take a ton out of one game against Vegas where, you know, I say it's 72 and sunny when you're ahead of game script and ahead of schedule and nothing is coming difficult. But man, did they dominate. And we'll talk about the defensive side of the ball in a minute. But that's really where I was blown away with how they played against the Raiders and up front, some of the things that they're doing. But offensively, I just thought, you know, they're going to have to run the ball more effectively. They did in this game, and they need a lot more out of Jalen Hurts. What's your take on Hurts? Because I feel like
so good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
He's the most maybe other than Trevor Lawrence, I think the most complicated guy in the league to just like give a take on as a quarterback.
Right.
But I went back and watched a lot of him. I feel like he's a limited passer, like arm talent wise. I just don't think he gives you a chance to be a great passing team. But here's what he does. He drops deep balls in the bucket beautifully a lot. And I think that can be confused for like, oh, this guy's awesome. But maybe a lot of the other stuff, like when we use the word arm talent, there's not a lot of like adding, subtracting. Like, we had a conversation about J.J. McCarthy in this way. I think Jalen Hurts is kind of a limited passer. What's your take?
Yeah, so I've always been like, you know, there's talk about a polarizing player to talk about.
Totally, totally.
Jalen Hurts. And, you know, like everyone says, oh, he wins and he does all these things. So in my estimation, last year he's on – the best roster I've seen since covering the NFL and since when I played, like by far the best roster, best offensive line, best skill position guys, best defensive kind of, you know, top to bottom. Like, I've never really seen a group like that, you know, like they were just uber, uber talented. And so you've said this before, like the quarterback, as much as it is an elevator, like it can be a dependent position. And I feel like when you look at like the elevators of at the quarterback spot, you're talking about Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson last year. Again, not quite so much this year. Justin Herbert this year is a guy that sticks to mind. Matthew Stafford, right? There's an innate playmaking ability that they bring that makes everyone around them better. Here, and again, with Jalen Hurts, it's really hard to know because there's no counterfactual. There's no world where he's on a bad team and he's carrying everybody. But for the Eagles last year and for the Eagles this year, he is really dependent on the skill position guys around him in a way that is unique to him. And so, again, people say, oh, well, that's, he can't help that. That's 100% true. But I do think when you sit down and watch throw for throw, some of the things that top flight quarterbacks do, like if a top 10 or top 15 quarterback in the league does, he just doesn't do it at an incredibly high level. Like everyone talks about throws over the middle of the field, like doesn't do that at a high level, right? He prefers to throw outside the numbers, goes, comebacks, smokes, hitches. Like he likes to get it outside the numbers, big outs. That's what he likes to do. And then when he is throwing over the middle of the field, like they're the good guys, like the really top flight guys. And I'm not saying Jalen Hurts isn't good, but the guys that are kind of in that pantheon of top 10 player, they anticipate the throws over the middle of the field at a really high level. It was one of the things we talked about with Jaden Daniels this offseason. Like, can this offense grow and get more throws over the middle of the field where Jaden Daniels is anticipating and all those things? One of the reasons you do that is because that's the sign, and one of the signs, in my opinion, of a really efficient offense. So Jalen Hurts, I think, struggles with that. I think he's got, again, the release is a little bit sluggish. The foot speed and the drop is a little bit sluggish. So everything feels a little bit labored. So, for example, versus the Chargers, they're running like a little pull concept. So Devontae Smith motions down. Devontae Smith runs it out. I think Dallas Goedert's running a, like an in or like a dig at 14 yards. And he gets to the top of his drop. He waits for Smith to make the break. Smith is running towards the sideline. He throws the football and Smith has to make a toe tap, like a toe tap catch on the sideline. Like, that's not how that should go. I should get to the top of my drop. He should make his break. I should see it. Ball should be out. He should catch it with room to run. And I just feel like that kind of labored process is something that's always going to limit him. Does he win football games? Yes. Does he understand like when and when not to scramble? I think so. And does that elevate the offense? Absolutely. But I do think there are limitations to him that you can't talk about because he's winning all these games with one of the best rosters in football. And so now I think the rosters regress slightly. There's a new offensive coordinator, two factors that he can't really control. And I think you see some of his limitations come to the forefront. And again, like, does it get cleaner if they're in the offense for another year? Probably. But I think those are the things that I see when I watch him. And again, I like him. I enjoy watching him. I think he's a fun player, good player. But is he a top 10, top 15, top 12 type guy? I don't think so at the moment.
Yeah, I would totally agree. It sounds like we're in lockstep. One other thing I would say is in the games where it goes really well or looks clean for the most part, I think it kind of comes easily. And what I mean by that is, like, this is a week in Philly where they're going, Jalen balled out, or like, see, look at the offense. They win 31-0, playing the Raiders. They go 10 for 13 on third down ahead of the chains all day long. He throws three touchdowns and he dropped back 15 times, you know, and it was just like, yeah, they ran the ball for 185 yards. He dropped back
40. They had 47 rushing attempts in this game. Right, 47.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, OK, but I think a lot of quarterbacks in the league would have, like, I always think of Marcus Mariota in this regard. Early in his career with the Titans, he would have these games because it was like similarly around when Robert Griffin, you know, it was playing, and I was studying kind of young quarterbacks and how things were going around the league. And I'm like, this guy's 12 of 15 with three touchdowns and everyone's going crazy. And I would look it up and it's kind of schemed up. It's like Derrick Henry went ham, and you know, it's, I'm not like overly impressed watching the tape. Right. And I feel that with the Eagles, but I will say, like, look at their 10 of 13 on third down in this game. It's third and three, third and three, third and one, third and six, third and six, third and four, third and five, third and three, you know, third and two, third and one, third and eight. Like, that's the first one that's third and long, right? So when you're constant, that was the case in this game. You heard them talking about this on Hard Knocks. This is where they want to live. It's where everyone wants to live. It's where they haven't been enough. And I think that's code word for, like, you know, we're asking Hurts on these third and obvious passing to be a pocket passer who's going to, like, move the sticks. And you'd think when you pay a guy $50 million plus, like, but that's just not what they want to or can be. And so it's taken as such a pejorative and negative thing. It's not meant that way. Like, there's different ways to land the plane. And he is a winning football player. I just don't think as a passer, if you can get them into obvious passing downs where he's got to win the game, I think you're in a better place. And as you said, it's about types of throws. What I find so interesting, though, is it seems like they can never figure it all out at the same time. Like, in this game, a lot goes well, right? But A.J. Brown was basically catchless for a half, and he ended up having a 27-yard touchdown. So I guess that, you know, is what he needs for that day. But it was a two-catch day for him. I don't know if it's just because they have so many guys and not enough plays, but it just – the style point seemed to never be there where everybody gets to eat.
Yeah, and I think that's like one of the so we've had this conversation before. Like, when you watch L.A., when you watch San Francisco, when you watch Minnesota at times, like, there is a deliberate thought process to create easy opportunities for your best players and for the quarterback. And when you watch this, like, it's this is going to sound pejorative, but it feels like a very college-y offense. Like, we're going to line up and we're going to run it. And like, they historically have been talented enough to just line up and run it, and they win. That's how they win.
Here, and let me say this real quick, because I want you to continue this. But the point is, they win most of the time, right?
Correct.
So like, all of this is okay. Like, as we're saying this, they won the Super Bowl last year. They're going to win the division this year. And it's because they're so talented. But like, if you did this with Washington's offense, or like, you know, if you went to Cleveland and dropped them in, you know, just like, we're going to do this now, it doesn't work as well. But anyway, keep going. Sorry.
No, that's the point, right? It's like, it's this weird, like, chicken or egg kind of, you know, conundrum or paradox, where it's like, it's the offense is really simple. I don't really love the design on a down to down basis. Like, their rushing efficiency is way down. Like, it's just tough to watch. But because they're so good, it's like the Bears game is a perfect example. Like, they're kind of getting their teeth kicked in that game. And all of a sudden they come out at halftime and it's like, let's just throw a deep ball to AJ Brown, right? And AJ Brown just mosses the dude for a touchdown. You're like, why did we wait a half to do that? Like, what was the like logic there? Like, he's one of the best receivers in football. That's what Jalen Hurts does well. Like, why does it take so long to get in these dynamic playmaking situations? And that's the thing that I have a really hard time with when I watch the offense, is it's like I feel like they're living in last year a little bit. And what I mean by that is, like, they're a defensive driven football team. They are a team that's led by defense. And what I mean by that is, like, they are okay offensively punting, because they know their defense is going to win like 9 out of 10 times. So they're going to get the ball back. They can be methodical. It's okay if they punt. They can play the field position game. They can play the long game. They can win these ugly rock fight type games. And with that in mind, they don't let the offense kind of open its wings all the time. And so, like, last year was great because, like, Saquon Barkley's hitting an explosive 50-yard run every other, you know, half, basically. It's like, oh, he didn't hit this half. He's going to hit next half. And like, when you have a runner that's doing that and creating those kind of explosive opportunities for you, the offense looks amazing, right? Because you're giving all these touches to the back, right? And you're getting these explosive opportunities in low leverage situations offensively. Now that offensive efficiency as a run game has ticked down a little bit. So you're seeing more second and longs, you're seeing more third and longs, and you're seeing more leverage on the skill position guys, and you're seeing more leverage on the offensive design. Now, me saying that, I have to make sure I make this very clear. This is a nightmare defensively for the Commanders to deal with because of all the talent that they have. But in terms of like X's and O's and on the board, it shouldn't be quite as difficult as some other games they've had this year.
Yeah, and I think people are kind of picking up on that. It's not to say this is an easy matchup because they can just out-talent you, right? Yeah. EPA per play running, just efficiency to your point, the 21st overall offensively, they're 15th. And by the way, good catch to you. You only got, I think, 1.5 letters in to that word. So he was going to say fudge, except he didn't say fudge. He said the word, the mother of all words. That's from A Christmas Story. It is Christmas time. Logan, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, that's a great question. My kids love Elf, so like, that's become a fun one for us.
Elf's so good. By the way, how about Jon Favreau in like the early 2000s?
Crushing it.
Dialing up an all-time Christmas classic.
Yeah.
One of the first of the generation.
This is going to be like a, you know, it's a Will Ferrell comedy, but it's got like a little bit of heart to it. It's funny, you know, father-son kind of relationship movie. My wife loves, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Is that what it's called?
Right. Christmas Vacation.
So that's love that one. Those two are probably in the top for me. And then obviously Die Hard. I'm a big Die Hard guy. I'm going to classify that as a Christmas movie. So
I think there's Christmas music. There's snow. I will also accept Die Hard as a Christmas movie. I think.
How about you? What we got?
Christmas Vacation's the one seed for sure. Yeah. Elf right now it's become Pantheon. I don't know if it's getting a silver or a bronze, but it's on a medal stand. We're not going to play its anthem. But I think I'm pretty sure I can say the Home Alone series, one and two, basically. My kids are all in
right now. Exquisite, yeah.
Great. Now, when I was a kid, like Home Alone meant something special to me. There was like a 20-year window where I would watch it, but it kind of like, okay, it's falling down the board. Yeah. My kids are so obsessed with it right now that it's like I'm watching it again for the first time, you know?
When the kids are juiced on a movie, like it's like, let's watch Elf. It's like, yeah, like let's watch Home Alone. Let's go. You know, it's like, right. You're like, all right, let's do it.
There's Sice awesome. When Kevin just beats up Harry and Marv for 20 minutes and does all his booby traps. I got a couple of deeper cut Christmas movies for you, though, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm looking for Christmas with the Cranks. This is a Tim Allen offering with Jamie Lee Curtis. Are you familiar?
Jamie Lee Curtis? Maybe not. I thought I knew what you were talking about, but maybe not.
Pretty good. Very funny Christmas movie. I like that. And then the other one I really like is, I'm sure you've seen The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. That's a very solid flick. Yeah.
Very good. I actually auditioned to be in The Santa Claus 2 as Curtis the Elf, a little sleepy nugget that you probably
really?
Didn't know. Yeah, back in the day when I was like doing stuff as a kid sports reporter, this like Hollywood agency reached out and was like, can you read for this Santa Claus 2 movie? And I thought I was about to be freaking Matt Damon. I was so psyched. So I like did, you know, I read some stuff and sent it to them on camera. And, you know, that was kind of the end of that. But I almost became
famous.
Like Will Smith, yeah, would have been really good.
Will Smith.
Yeah, was this close to becoming Daniel Day-Lewis. All right, next, let's talk about the Commanders' offense against the Eagles' defense. You're listening to Take Command.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.